This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Mark C. Brandelise v. State of Missouri, decided May 27, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Mark C. Brandelise, Appellant, v. WD 867 Seno, State of Missouri, filed May 27, 2025. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Pettis County. The Honorable Robert L. Kaufman, Judge before Division II, Janet Sutton, PJ, and Alak Ahuja, and Mark D. Pfeiffer, JJ. Following a jury trial in the Circuit Court of Pettis County, Mark Brandelise was convicted of second-degree domestic assault and armed criminal action. Following the affirmance of his convictions on appeal, Brandelise filed a motion for post-conviction relief. The Circuit Court denied his amended motion following an evidentiary hearing. Brandelise appeals. He argues that his trial counsel was ineffective for failing to sufficiently examine a veneer member to establish a basis to strike the veneer member for cause, for failing to argue that the veneer member was disqualified by statute, and for failing to peremptorily strike the veneer member. Brandelise also argues that his appellate counsel was too ineffective for failing to challenge the circuit court's exclusion of an exculpatory statement Brandelise made to a police officer. We affirm. Factual background. In March 2016, Victim 1 was living with Brandelise in Sedalia. On March 6, 2016, neighbor, who lived across the street from Victim and Brandelise, came to her front door to find Victim with gashes and blood all over his face. Neighbor called 911. A police officer, first officer, arrived to find Victim on neighbor's front porch. First officer testified that Victim appeared intoxicated. First officer observed a cut across Victim's chest. First officer followed a trail of blood from neighbor's house across the street to the house in which Brandelise and Victim lived. First officer entered and found Brandelise sitting in a recliner holding a cane. Brandelise had blood on his left hand and on his cane. First officer testified that Brandelise appeared intoxicated. First officer asked Brandelise what happened. Brandelise told first officer that he had an altercation with Victim, which started when Victim punched Brandelise while Brandelise was sleeping in his recliner. Brandelise stated that the fight progressed from the living room into the bathroom and then outside of the house. Brandelise said that he struck Victim with his cane and cut him with a knife. First officer found a pocket knife in the living room. Brandelise was charged with second-degree domestic assault, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. The state later dismissed the unlawful use of a weapon charge. One pursuant to per 509.520.15 RSMO, we do not provide the names of any non-party witnesses in this opinion. 3. A jury trial was held on May 3-4, 2017. Brandelise's defense centered on the claim that Victim had started the fight that led to his injuries, and that Brandelise only struck or stabbed Victim in self-defense. During jury selection, veneer person number 16 indicated in her jury questionnaire and during voir dire that her brother was an assistant prosecutor in the Pettis County Prosecutor's Office. Veneer person number 16's brother signed the original complaint charging Brandelise, which was filed on March 6, 2016. Veneer person number 16's brother also represented the state at 3 hearings prior to the state indicting Brandelise on June 1, 2016. Veneer person number 16 was not asked whether her relationship to an assistant prosecutor would prevent her from being fair and impartial, or whether she had any foreknowledge of the facts of the case. After voir dire, defense counsel moved to strike veneer person number 16 for cause, based on her relationship to one of the prosecuting attorneys. Defense counsel argued generally that veneer person number 16 could not be fair or impartial. Counsel did not contend that veneer person number 16 was disqualified by statute from serving on the jury. The circuit court refused to strike veneer person number 16 because she had not been asked whether she could be impartial despite her relationship to a member of the prosecutor's office. The question wasn't asked, P, to delve into whether she couldn't be fair. It just, all the question was, she's the assistant prosecutor's sister. Nothing on why she can't be fair. I'm not taking that one for cause. P, I don't even know if it's a beloved brother. I didn't hear any evidence to that either. The questions that would establish prejudice have not been asked. 4. At trial, first officer testified that when he spoke to Brandelise, Brandelise claimed that Victim had started the altercation by punching Brandelise while Brandelise was sleeping. A second officer who had a subsidiary role in investigating the incident also testified. During cross-examination, Second Officer A.